Good morning and welcome to Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. If you think healthcare needs some major changes, listen to this. AtlantiCare, the largest healthcare organization in our region, announces a bold initiative to revolutionize healthcare in our area. In an ambitious move, AtlantiCare is launching Vision 2030, a six-year initiative representing a game-changing shift in healthcare strategy that will redefine the way healthcare is delivered, measured, and experienced. I was fortunate to join more than 300 community leaders and stakeholders this week at Boardwalk Hall for an inspiring presentation outlining AtlantiCare's initiatives, and it lived up to the billing of Remarkable Reimagined. Before the main presentation, we explored AtlantiCare's 125 Years of Impact Showcase. President and CEO Michael Charlton then introduced strategies to transform healthcare that will impact all of us. Major announcements include partnerships and affiliations with Oracle Health, Stockton University, Cleveland Clinic Cancer Institute, and Global Neurosciences Institute. AtlantiCare also plans to create Atlantic City's first medical school in partnership with Drexel University. To find out more about AtlantiCare's Vision 2030 and see video from the event, visit my blog on the help page at WFPG.com, click help on the drop-down of our app, or just go to our Facebook page. Lots more coming up today on Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. When we're stressed, most of us tend to clench our jaw. Here's a simple fix. Chew some gum. That's right. According to the American Institute of Stress, the act of chewing can reduce the tension in our jaw and release some stress. Chewing gum can also make us feel more alert because the chewing action releases the hormone serotonin, and that helps us feel more awake. And chewing gum can maybe even make us a little smarter. One study found students who chewed gum while taking a test scored higher than usual because the chewing motion gets blood flowing to our head. If only I knew that back in college. Living Well on Light 96.9. Bipolar disorder is extremely common. My guest now was diagnosed in 1998, but she found a way to overcome it and now hosts a podcast called The Upside of Bipolar. Welcome, Michelle Reitinger. First of all, what is bipolar?
Bipolar is a diagnosis based simply on symptoms, and it can vary from somebody who has bipolar type 1 who is experiencing extreme mania or psychosis and sometimes depression, to bipolar 2, which is somebody who has heavy depression and might have hypomanic symptoms.
You found a way to overcome your symptoms and live a full and happy life. So how did you do that? And how are you helping others today?
When I first started healing, I didn't realize I was healing. I was just trying to find a way to cope the best I could because I had children that were being harmed by my sickness. And over time, though, I was able to discover an integrated research-based approach that helped me address the underlying causes of the symptoms, which then resolved those. I started recognizing that you can heal the underlying causes of symptoms. And the treatment plan that I teach people is called the Simple Seven. And it's seven tools that help you identify the underlying issues that are causing your symptoms and help you resolve them at the root cause.
What are the seven tools to heal from bipolar?
The first is what I call the mood cycle survival guide. As you're going through the healing process, you'll continue to experience symptoms. And so this guide is something that I developed for myself that helps you to learn how to proactively manage those symptoms so that you can lessen the impact on yourself and your family and shorten the duration of the symptoms. And then we go through, you know, if you're going to choose to stay on medications, you know, how to advocate yourself. If you choose to try and actually heal your brain using micronutrition, I talk to you about how to do that effectively and who to look for to, you know, for expertise in that area. I talk to people about how to use therapy proactively. It's something I wasn't taught, and I hated therapy for a long time until I actually understood how to use it as a tool to heal rather than just cope. And then we talk about what are the self-care tools like mindfulness, meditation, yoga, exercise, and then what the healing process actually looks like so that you can stick with it rather than giving up when things get difficult.
And while you're not a therapist, you help people find therapists and you share your own experience. So where can people learn more?
MyUpsideOfDown.com.
Thank you so much, Michelle Reitinger. And you are Living Well on Light 96.9. Earbuds are one of the most convenient technical inventions. It's amazing that all that sound can come through those tiny little things. But if you use earbuds every day, you could be putting yourself at risk for hearing damage. Because they fit so snugly, earbuds or AirPods can affect our ears. There's little or no room for them to move around. which may cause them to rub and damage the inside of our ears. They're also right in our ear canal, so if we turn the sound up, we can cause stress on our eardrums, which can actually affect our brain. This damage can cause long-term hearing loss. If you use earbuds, we have some tips on protecting your hearing at WFPG.com, on the help page of our app, or on our Facebook page, Living Well on Light 96.9. You know you want to be in shape, but you just don't love the gym. Well, good news. There's a lot you can do from the comfort of your own home. And joining me now to tell us all about it is certified personal trainer Daniel Raz. Daniel, thank you for joining me. So how did you get into this business?
I'm sure your audience has heard that in 2020, there was a lockdown thing going on. So going to the gym was no longer an option. And I was a personal trainer. I had a decade of fitness knowledge by then, and I was still able to get myself in phenomenal shape. And after that, I realized that many people that want to get in shape oftentimes need the most help getting in shape, hate going to the gym. So I decided to tackle that angle. And the reason why when I'm able to get my clients in shape is because Gordon Ramsay, the chef, can make a better meal with one pan than the average person can with five pans. It's not about how much equipment you have. It's about knowing what you do. And with the right knowledge, especially if it's customized towards you, you can get phenomenal results.
So you work with people one-on-one online. And tell us about your programs. You don't use a lot of equipment, but people still can get in shape?
100%. So I tailor everything to what my clients are physically able to do, because a lot of people give up because they try to do CrossFit or something insane, something that is way too advanced for them. They can't maintain it for long, so then they quit. So if it's not tailored to your fitness level, what's the point? So I tailor everything to my clients' fitness level, what equipment they have, including none. If they have dumbbells or bands, we utilize that. And obviously the schedule. Everything is through my custom app. They can just click and see videos of me doing the exercises. That way there's no guesswork and they can knock it out according to the schedule and the convenience.
Where can people reach you, Daniel?
I am most active on Twitter or X at DanielRaz_fit. Also Instagram or Facebook, YouTube, all of that. And DanielRazFit.com.
That's Daniel Raz, R-A-Z. Thanks so much for joining me. You are Living Well on Light 96.9. One of the biggest stumbling blocks when it comes to weight loss is cravings for food that is high in fat, carbs, and sugar. Let's face it, no one really craves a carrot or a piece of broccoli. But we can train our brains to crave more foods like fruits and vegetables. And that's according to nutrition scientist Dr. Susan Roberts from Tufts University and author of The Eye Diet. Here's how. When you're really hungry, eat some healthy food. The neurological connections in our brain will associate the taste of healthy foods with the pleasure of satisfying our hunger. We need to do it at least 10 to 15 times on an empty stomach to create this new, healthier habit. Dr. Roberts says some of her patients altered their cravings in as little as 2 weeks, so it's worth a try. Again, Dr. Susan Roberts is the author of The Eye Diet. Living Well on Light 96.9. If you suffer with back pain, but you're not a candidate for surgery, you might be interested in learning about a relatively new procedure called MILD. Here to explain is Dr. Dipti Mangla, owner and medical director of Mainland Pain Management in Linwood. MILD is an acronym. What does that stand for?
So MILD is minimally invasive laminotomy decompression. Basically, it is creating a hole in the tight spaces in the spinal column. Many people have suffered from a condition called spinal stenosis. They have a lot of arthritis in their spine. And since the nerves don't get space to breathe, you will see them, those patients hunching over, inching for space for the nerves to breathe. Those are the candidates for MILD. It is done under fluoroscopy guidance. It's a minimally invasive procedure. I scrape the overgrowth of the bones and the ligaments and then create this space for the spinal canal, and then you go home after it's done.
That same day.
You go home and you should be able to do everything independently after the procedure. If you were having difficulty walking before, I have had patients who would say, it doesn't hurt. So that's what MILD procedure does to help the patients.
So they walk in with pain and they walk out without pain.
That's the whole point. Yes, yeah. They walk out of the pain.
All right, great. And where can people reach you?
Mainlandpainmanagement.com.
Again, this is a minimally invasive procedure called MILD, and it can make such a difference when you get out of pain. So thanks for sharing this with us, Dr. Dipti Mangla, owner and medical director of Mainland Pain Management at Cornerstone Commerce in Linwood. And that wraps it up for me today. Thanks so much for being with me. Don't forget to check out my podcast, Living Well with Robin Stoloff, wherever you listen, or if you'd like to watch the video of my conversations with my guests, you can visit my YouTube channel, again by the same name, Living Well with Robin Stoloff. And follow me on Instagram and Facebook for bite-sized tips to help you learn more and live better. Join me again next Sunday morning at 10 for Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Until then, keep living well.